Спасибо, уважаемый господин
Thank you, President. We have a few proposals that we would like to include in the text of the declaration. First of all, we believe that it is extremely important to include a paragraph that was proposed in the first draft of this text by the delegation of Cuba. It had the number 2 TER at the time. This is a very important proposal that is supported by the vast majority of states parties to the convention. It determines the objective of our work. We have been talking about this for far too long, and it is high time to say it directly, because we fully understand that the way to really strengthen the convention can be done through the preparation of a legally binding protocol to the convention with an effective verification mechanism. And this is something that we should reflect, if not in the form of a decision of the review conference in view of the positions taken by some countries, but as an understanding as part of our declarative part of the document. Also, we would like to confirm our position on the proposal made by Ireland to paragraph 5. On the need to delete the language related to the threat of the use of biological agents or toxins. States should only condemn the actual use of biological agents or toxins. Moreover, in paragraph 9, we would like to ask for the deletion of some additional language proposed by the delegation of Cuba related to some specific aspects related to the methods and practices of terrorism. Also, we find it very important to bring back the language contained in the proposal made by Iran, paragraph 7 bis, where reference is made to lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic. These are very important lessons. They were highlighted by the delegation of Iran, and they have an influence on how some of the main articles of the convention are being implemented, and we believe that such lessons should be reflected in the declaration. Also, we reaffirm our position on paragraph 11 bis on gender issues. We do not believe that the question of gender is a main priority in the context of the implementation convention. Because in the convention, there are many, many questions that require priority attention from states parties. We do face some real problems that require attention, and we have to focus on those issues. Now, there are other relevant documents of the United Nations Organization on Gender Issues in the context of arms control. They fully cover this convention as well. Moreover, in paragraph 12, we believe that we can bring back the proposal that was made by the United States, including scientific and technological developments. This is also an area that we talked about quite a lot, and we believe that we can reflect this understanding in the declaration. Thank you.